Joining us from Chicago now is Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat of Illinois, the number two man in the Senate Democratic hierarchy. Welcome to the program once again. And in a nutshell, very briefly, what was the story yesterday? What do you say happened yesterday?
If you ask a political candidate about the environment you're going to run in, the first thing that candidate will say is, well, what's the economy like? This is the pocketbook is the first instinct of voters. In this situation, the economy is not in strong shape. We have seen some recovery, but we have too much unemployment, too much uncertainty, too many people losing their homes, businesses unable to secure credit. And in that environment, it's not surprising that the results were what they turned out to be.
You know, there is a Republican counter-narrative to that, which is, yes, the economy is very rough, but American voters looked at the size of government growing, looked at the robust government role in health care, and got spooked by it. It's not the government they like.
I don't buy it. I can tell you, just take my state of Illinois as an example. It's a state where five congressional seats were in play here, and we lost them, where the Republican was elected to the United States Senate, Obama's seat. We asked people in the exit poll, what do you think about health care? 42% said, should have been stronger. 37% said, repeal it. 17% let it work its way. So it tells me that at least in my state of Illinois, a bellwether state in this election, that health care was not the issue at all. It really came down to the economy time and again.
The president said at his news conference today that this is not the time to relitigate issues of the past 2 years. Do you think you can avoid a relitigating health care reform with this new Congress?
I hope so. I think the sentiment of allowing this law to work its way and to see if we can bring down the skyrocketing costs of health care is a good thing for America, good for families and businesses, and certainly the only way we can tackle our national deficit. I'm sorry, this morning Senator McConnell said that we want to get right into health care and start working on repealing some of these provisions. I hope we don't do that. I hope we look forward rather than back.
President Obama was asked today about the Bush tax cuts, which are due to expire, and whether there might be some room for compromise, say, on what level income you would end the tax cuts and what level they would continue at. Do you see room for negotiation there?
Well, there's always room for negotiation. And I know my feelings on this. I share the feeling of the president. $250,000 is a good point to draw and say those making more than that won't have the same tax cut that they had under President Bush's proposal. You know, I happen to serve on the Deficit Commission. We're sitting in a room, and we're sitting there gnashing our teeth and worrying about how do we, on a long-term basis, bring down the debt and deficit of our nation. And yet you walk out of that room in the Senate chamber, and it's you're in another world. Senator McConnell's bill adds $4 trillion to the national debt by tax cuts in every direction, and he basically says they don't count.
But in the case of the Bush tax cuts, though, Senator Durbin, actually the cuts for people who earn less than $250,000, because there are so many more of such people, are more costly than cuts
for
people who
are... But they're also stimulative, and you have to find the right balance. And I think we've found that right balance. We've got to focus on middle-income families. We've got to make sure these families feel that we're on their side as they struggle in this economy, that we'll provide them the resources so they can buy goods and services and generate more economic activity, more consumer confidence. That is a good thing overall for the economy when it comes to tax cuts. I can't make the same argument, compelling argument, and justify $700 billion more in national debt for tax cuts for those making over $1 million.
Just one other area here. Should the Democrats, whether it's President Obama or Senator Reid and yourself or Speaker Pelosi, is there some way in which they should be telling American voters today, we hear you, we've been getting something wrong, and here's what we think we can do better over the next 2 years?
I think we need to be much more aggressive when it comes to this economy. I really believe the bottom line was people weren't endorsing the Bush economic policy. They're just unhappy with the current state of affairs. They don't feel like we're moving in the right direction fast enough. They want a response from Congress and the president that has tangible results,
yeah,
that starts creating good-paying jobs in America, gives more certainty to families, and really builds this economy the right way, whether it's through the trade agreements that make sense for our future or a new generation of jobs and clean energy that will excite Americans about the prospects of leading the world again in a growing area of economic expansion. That's what they're looking for.
Well, Senator Durbin, thank you very much for talking with us.
You bet. Good to be with you.
Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat of Illinois. He is the Democratic Assistant Majority Leader, the whip.
This is NPR.